Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Australia's hottest golfing podcast is Talk Birdie to Me with Nick O'Hearn and Mark Allen.
I thought, I'll go and hit some balls. Go down to the range. Guess who's on the range?
Of course he is.
It's Tiger hitting balls. I drive the golf cart up behind him. He doesn't see me. Yeah. And just plonk the cart there, start hitting balls. He turns around and looks at me and goes, he said, what the f*** are you doing here?
Talk Birdie to Me. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Part two of Hump Day with Swanee and Friends. It's math, science, and just before I get to that, Dane. So Robbo, the man who fat shamed you, of course, and I know you're still getting over it, wrote a very funny column today in the Herald Sun. I don't normally say that when it comes to Robbo.
Is it purposely funny or?
Well, this was his premise. So I found it amusing. That Luke Darcy called his own son, and Luke Darcy's also a committeeman, with great professionalism, leaving the special comments to the special comments people of the Bulldogs and Fremantle game. Yep. Tremendous professionalism.
Yep.
Tick, tick. Now, why would he write that? Just without you haven't seen the paper.
He's going to give someone else a clip.
Bingo. Right, so you've been here before. So that was his setup to then smash JB and BT, who were giving Craig Kelly's son, a big rap, even though he wasn't having the best of games. So he went through every single possession he had, mistake he made, and what JB said and BT were saying at the same time. Yeah. Now, do you think there is an argument here? This is why commentators should be betting. Because that takes away bias, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, the only bias will come in is what they're bet is.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't care about friends.
No. They can become enemies very fucking quickly if they cost you a total or a goal or something like that.
Absolutely. So we saw him all right last week. I've had a personal matter on. I've got to attend to. So when we put this out, look at our Instagram and I will write up what our scoreboard was. A couple of nice results with the races on the weekend.
Yes, absolutely. People. Yeah. Well, someone came out at quarter time at Ararat and was like, Ralphie's first got up. So
Growing Empire just won by 5 lengths. And Waterford was the other one. So we'll try and do that again. We're covering South Australia and Queensland at the moment. So hopefully, it doesn't matter where we find them, as long as we can find them. So go to our Insta story on Saturday morning, and I put one up every Saturday morning. Now, the showdown on Thursday night, be interesting. Out rates in Melbourne should rate well. We're sickos.
We love footy and gambling. Exactly.
Yeah. So, firstly, I've written down all my line guesses before I open this up. So, what do you think the line should be between Adelaide and Port Adelaide?
Well, Adelaide had the bye last week. Didn't they have that?
Against the Kangas.
Yeah. Yep. Port had a tough old game. So, showdown, I think the line will be shorter than what it should be because it's a showdown. I'm going to say Port 14.5.
I wrote Port 14.5.
Yeah.
Port 3.5. That is insane.
Oh, give me Port,
Tick, tick.
For what? Is that, have they got out? Have they got injuries?
Well, they have. They got Alira who's concussed. And Sam Powell Pepper out for knee. But we often see the injury bounce.
Yeah. Maybe just for a week, a spike. Yeah.
Yeah. So so that seems insane odds to me. So we'll just go with the obvious. Adelaide are not flag contenders. Port are. So I will go there with you. There's a handy game called Carlton versus Collingwood Friday night at the G. Are you? It's Carlton's home game. Are you still managed to find some work?
I'm playing the next day, mate. It's just be a nightmare getting out of there.
So you haven't found
this game. I actually wouldn't mind watching, so I can watch it on the couch.
So you haven't found some work.
Exactly. Yeah. No. Workless. There's absolutely no way Collingwood are favoured in this game. Collingwood are miles off it at the minute. Carlton, I will say, it'll be closer than what it should be. Like a 9.5 Carlton.
I thought the line would be 2.5.
Right, yeah.
3.5.
Which way, Carlton?
Yeah.
I can't back Carlton, can I? I'm not going to back Collingwood, so I'm going to have to take a total. What's the total?
177.5.
It's high.
It's very high.
Give me the under.
I hate agreeing with you, but I am. So this is where sometimes I think you can find a little bit with sport. It's a different dynamic to racing. So a horse's talent is a horse's talent, and, you know, Pride of Jenny, they're not going to suddenly ride it back or anything like that. This high line is because Carlton have been in two shootouts in a row.
Yeah.
So the big players just go, well, that's what the score is, that's what the score is. Vossi's whole focus this week will be on keeping Collingwood to a low margin.
I think so.
I would think so. And they've already talked about it. So I think
is there weather? Is there going to be wet?
No.
All good there. So I think that's a little opportunity. So of these, this is probably my second best of the round in that and under. But are you okay with watching a game that...
I was just thinking that because I thought it was... No, I'm not. I'm not at all, but... That's the first thing that jumped out to me. So it's hard to go by past it.
Battle of the Bridge, Sydney and GWS. SCG.
There's a couple of good games this weekend, isn't
there? There is.
Oh, I won't be watching it, unfortunately. This has got to be a pick 'em, doesn't it?
I thought it'd be pick 'em. They're giving you 2.5.
Who?
For the Swans are favourite.
Swans are taking it. What's the total?
Well, that's the thing. So it's a. It must be weather. While Dan's looking this up, 147.5.
Fuck.
Wow, that's tight.
That's low.
And GWS score, Sydney score. I was going to write unders. Well, I wrote unders, but
what's the score in Sydney? That's a small.
What's the weather, Dan? Yell
rain,
at
rain.
Lots of it. Yeah. We always say take on the weather though.
No. When it, you know, there's old saying when it's low. Go lower. give me the unders.
Dane under. I'm taking on the weather. I'll go overs. That is just too low. 147.5 for mine. Okay. St Kilda versus.
Because SCG's an unders ground, so that's the only. That's why even in the wet, it'll be more of an unders game.
So that forces it down further. What do you think the line should be between St Kilda and North Melbourne?
I have to start with the 4. 43.5.
I thought it'd be 38.5. 35.5.
No, well, you could have been 100. You know what I'm going to take.
We're the same.
Until they show us something, well, how can you not take him?
Yeah. So, do you know what percentage of the salary cap you have to pay?
Yeah,
is it 95?
90 something. Yeah, it's high.
There will be some people at North Melbourne where they go, "Why don't you move clubs?" I've got a feeling I know why they're not moving clubs.
Yeah,
because they're going to have to give up a shitload of money
to people who don't deserve it.
Well, and the flip side is, for those players, if they want to leave for success, they're going to have to get a big pay cut.
Yeah, well...
Or bar, maybe.
If you're Zerha and David Junaki, why would you possibly stay?
Well,
there's no light at the end of the tunnel.
You could have the fairy tale ending like a Nathan Jones. Okay, that's a bad example.
Yeah. Right. Or you could go to Geelong and probably just keep winning flags or something like that.
Exactly. All right. The D's and the Cats. It's a D's home ground. I'm out with the people, Dane. I can't wait. What say you when what the line should be?
Another close game.
Yeah.
I'd say Geelong 7, 6.5, 5.5. I reckon a goal difference.
I wrote exactly the same, 5.5. It's 2.5.
2.5. Fucking hell, some close games this week. Some good value out there. It's got a bit of math science about it. I'm gonna take Melbourne.
It's got a lot of math science about it.
Yeah, tough game. The Cats, they're due.
Best of the round, the D's. We were flat as shit against Brisbane. We were horrible early against Richmond, but just getting it done, it's all about this week. And with the 9-day break, this is where the D's will show what they can do, just as they did against Port Adelaide over there. So, fingers crossed. West Coast host the Bombers off their dominant draw. Harley Reid back. There's 10 goals. Yep. What do you think the line should be?
Well, I think it... I'm still not convinced in West Coast, but they're showing a bit more. They're going a bit better. Yeah. Essendon, the edge is back, or the edge is starting. I'm going to say it's 25 and a half Essendon. Might be a bit generous.
I thought it'd be 17 and a half. It's 11 and a half.
Is it?
11 and a half.
Oh, give me the Bombers.
Bombers at line?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll go Bombers 1-39.
Okay, yeah.
So, that's a massive overreaction. In the end, West Coast is still West Coast until further notice. They're playing better, but they're not much better. Richmond are hosting Fremantle, the MCG. Tigers, this is an interesting one in that they at least get a 9-day break. And Fremantle, are they not – now, I had my $13 on Fremantle at $90.
Yeah, what are they now?
They're into 38. So here's the thing. I've checked. I could take profit and make $17.
Yeah. Wow.
So I'm not going to.
Yeah.
But this is where there are opportunities in sports betting. If you look a bit ahead and just because you could have got a lot of $80 and that could have been a big profit. So the best sports punters, well, I'm certainly not, but the best sports punters, they don't care about the end result. They just care about the arbitrage. Yeah. With that in mind, Brisbane's currently $24 for the flag. If you think they can beat the Gold Coast, have a little spec on them, and then you can arbitrage back in a few weeks. They've got a huge draw. Yeah. The other one's the Bulldogs to have a look at. But anyway, in the meantime, Richmond versus Fremantle, what do you think the line should be?
I'm taking the under.
Yes.
You don't have to tell me what it is. Yes. I can Freo, 11.5.
Bang. Absolutely right. Yeah. Fremantle, 11.5. I thought it'd be 7.5. So the line.
The total was 140, 150.
162.
Yeah, give me that.
Yeah, I was going to say overs, but no. The one thing is Fremantle beat the Bulldogs by actually playing. They played football.
And they really annoyed me. The way they kept handballing and playing on, I was like, fucking stop it.
Yes. That doesn't help.
No, it doesn't help.
No. Western Bulldogs versus Hawthorn at the under the roof. No, big out for Western Bulldogs. No Sam Richards.
Big out. The crowd won't be as electric as they should be.
Exactly.
Give me the dollar.
What do you think it should be?
Yeah, the line should be 37.
21.5.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that's what I think it should be. What I was going to say is probably about 24.5.
23.5.
Yeah, give me the Dogs.
You'll go the Dogs. I'll go the unders because the one thing about the whole week will be about how crap we were. And they'll just be concentrating on defence. 170.5. So I'm going the unders. And what are you going?
The Dogs. Dogs line, yeah.
The Dogs at line. And the final one, this has been something to watch on a Sunday night under lights. Brisbane versus the Gold Coast. What do you think the line should be?
It's wet, by the way.
And wet.
Wet.
Okay. Ooh.
All right. Brisbane don't like the wet. I was going to take Brisbane. This would be near a pick 'em because Brisbane are shit. And I think the market's probably going to start to correct that. 4.5 Brisbane.
Well, I thought it'd be 12.5, and it is 12.5.
To Brisbane.
To Brisbane. They still don't believe in the Gold Coast.
Give me the Gold Coast.
You know, the Suns?
Yeah.
I will go Brisbane 1-39. There's a South Australian Derby this week, horse called Warmonger. Last week it was ridden as if the South Australian Derby is its good goal.
Yeah.
So make of that what you will, but it's $4 if you look around, and if you can get a boost and all that, gamble responsibly, keep the place on side, it definitely should not miss a place. So that's in the South Australian Derby, and I'll put a couple of others on our Insta story on Saturday morning. Dane, where are you again this week?
Natty Bielba, if that's Hayes, I don't know.
Yeah, that way.
Yeah, that way. So out there.
But no taste buds with Dane Swan.
No, unfortunately. So get out, be active, kids. Everyone out there, get out there. Use this Saturday as a... get out with the family, go for a walk, and then following Saturday, I'll save the suspense of where we are, what restaurant we're at next week. I'll give it to you next week.
You'll work at Dabble, Dane's 136, mine's racetrackralphie.com.au. Gamble responsibly, except if you win.
Hey, it's the Ox here and my good mate Marco.
Yeah, I like the start. I like the start. At the moment, you're listening to the Swanee and Friends podcast. Gee, he was a gun, all Australian, a fantastic magpie, sometimes a little bit heavy.
Can you imagine if he had been a Demons player in the blue and red, he would have been playing along Nathan Jones. They would have been having tat-offs. It would have been beautiful.
Yeah, he doesn't like cheese plates. Anyway, once you've finished listening to the Swanee and Friends podcast, we'd like you to hook over to the Couple of Blokes pod. The Ox and I chewing the fat, ripping the piss, and having some fun.
So just search Couple of Blokes wherever you listen to your podcasts. You won't be disappointed. I don't think you will be. Just give us a try.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.